Topping in the morning. Good morning. Download Upstairs and upload Downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.
I feel I've let myself down, I've let you guys down, let everyone down, because I was planning on a fanfare for the return of Jamie this morning. I mean, you're not even supposed to be here today.
No, I know.
Look at this, you put the effort in.
Dedication.
You're here. Did you know you were supposed to be here? Did you just turn up by accident? Like, I nearly didn't turn up at all.
No, I did realise. But I did hear you say yesterday that, I think you called me Sick Note yesterday.
Sick Note, yeah. Monday morning.
Start a headline or hearsay.
That's probably me.
Oh, Sick Note isn't here. I wasn't sick. It was my allocated loo day. Actually, just to clarify.
Oh, I would hate to think that we've touched a nerve.
Oh, yeah,
I know. I don't want to get a reputation. Only because somebody...
Want to get a reputation. Too late.
Too late.
Only because two people at Child of White went, oh, all right, Sick Note. Like,
yes.
Yeah, see, I was just copying them. Now, anyway, enough of that, because I want to give you both a test. Now, at the weekend, my wife took great pleasure in taking the mickey out of me for not pronouncing words correctly.
Oh, right. Don't ask me that.
Okay. So I want to know how you pronounce the following three words.
Oh, crikey.
All right.
Here we go.
You're recording this.
I don't know whether it's just me. It may well be. Right, we'll start off with the first word. How do you say that?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
See, I say chocolate.
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 Oh, God.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Chocolate. Chocolate.
Now, we've been married 20 years, and she's only just brought this up. It drives her mad.
It drives her mad.
Yeah. Next one.
I always say Wednesday.
Wednesday.
See, I used to say Wednesday, and I managed to stop myself to Wednesday. And it's apparently Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, see, it's where naturally I would say Wednesday.
See, I kind of pronounce the day a bit more, Wednesday.
That's because you speak like that.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. No.
Wednesday. Wednesday.
Final one.
Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Say it again, Jamie.
Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Yeah, see, Hayley says it right. You don't say it right, apparently.
Restaurant. Wow, who would have thought?
See, I call it, I'm going to a restaurant.
Restaurant.
Raunt. Yeah, you're very posh at the end, aren't you?
Yeah, it's restaurant.
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 Going to a restaurant.
I add an extra little bit to it. Restaurant.
Restaurant.
My wife's going, it's not restaurant, it's restaurant.
Restaurant.
We had this massive conversation at the weekend about this.
There's one more that you say as well.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, go for it, Jamie.
Which room do you sleep in?
Bedroom.
Oh, you're saying it all right now. You used to say bedroom.
Bedroom.
Oh, yeah, bedroom.
Bedroom. There you go.
Bedroom. Yeah.
Bedroom.
No, if you say it quickly.
Bedrum, according to Paul.
No, if you say it quickly.
Bedroom.
If you say it quickly.
No, bedroom.
It's room. Bedroom.
Yeah, bedroom.
No.
Bedroom.
No. Bedroom.
Yeah, that's what I said. Bedroom.
No, he didn't.
I did. Bedroom.
It's not. You need to practice.
Living room.
No.
Living room.
Where were you? Where is your mother tongue, shall we say? Where were you brought up?
Cambridge.
Oh, well, there we go then.
Posh.
Explains
restaurant.
A lot.
Restaurant.
Going to the restaurant.
Yeah, interesting.
What about kebab?
Kebab?
See, kebab, that's what I say. It's a kebab.
Oh, dear.
See, the thing is that I bring this stuff to the show expecting some support, and basically
really?
it's just turned on me. Let's talk about pronunciation, shall we?
Phenomatic.
Yeah, all right.
There we go.
Maybe it's just me. My wife was saying, say, we're going to the restaurant on a Wednesday to have chocolate. I want to love you, give you that loving, baby. Kiss me like you mean it. Solly Merz at Isle of Wight Radio and Kiss Me, 7:15 right now. lots of feedback on restaurant and Wednesday. Kebab. So,
are you saying it incorrectly?
No, I think I'm saying it absolutely perfectly.
I think it does depend on your accents, if I'm honest.
Of course it does, Jamie.
It's Tuesday today.
It's Tuesday.
Say day.
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 Day. Day. Tuesday.
Everything sounds sad.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Very sad.
Sounds like, oh, I'm having a lovely time.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Middle of the week.
It's not, it's Tuesday. Don't confuse people. At 16 minutes past 7, Coldplay and Clocks will have the very latest travel news for you in just a minute. I'm getting a complete rinsing this morning on my pronunciations. Let's go to the phones. Let's take this call here. Alouette Radio, who's that?
Hello, it's Granny here, but it's not about your pronunciation. It's about your grammar, and it drives me absolutely mad.
What do I do?
Well, instead of saying... Jamie and I, join us on Monday morning, join Jamie and I on Monday morning. It's not Jamie and I, it's Jamie and me, because you wouldn't say join I on Monday morning, you'd say join me on Monday morning.
Well,
and you always get it wrong, and I hate it.
Oh, I'd like to apologise officially, I'll try and do better.
Don't apologise, but I would like you to try to remember.
Okay, Jamie and me, Monday morning.
Yes.
Jamie and me, Monday morning.
You wouldn't say join I, would you?
No.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and remember that, and every time I get it wrong, feel free to call me and tell me off, okay?
Okay.
I feel... Is it just me? You haven't got any hints or advice for Hayley, for example?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Dear me. Oh, thank you so much for your call this morning.
You're very welcome.
You have a lovely day. Cheerio.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wake up every morning. Topping in the morning. 6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Turn it up. Let's take another call. Good morning, Alouette Radio. Who's that?
Hi, Paul, it's Teresa.
Teresa, what can I do for you?
Hi, someone apparently, I didn't hear it, my husband said, that someone just phoned in to say you were pronouncing it wrong. It should be Jamie and me, not Jamie and I.
Yes.
That's totally wrong. The English grammar, you should say Jamie and I.
What, she was saying that you don't say, you don't call yourself I.
No, you wouldn't say I and Jamie.
No.
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 You always say Jamie and I, or Lisa and I, or whoever it is.
Right.
How it should be.
See, Jamie?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if it's different if you write it down or when you say it, but you've always taught to say Paul and I, but then I was also taught to say Paul and me as well.
No.
I thought it was me. No, is it not me and Paul?
That's definitely not that.
It could be, but it's never you and me. You'd never say it like that. You'd never say Paul and me, not just saying it. No. Anyway, there you go.
Well, thank you very much. Do you know what? That was lovely. Thank you so much.
And my grammar is normally terrible, so I always remember that one at school.
Oh, right, OK, because I was going to say, you just said your grammar's terrible, so I'm not going to take your advice.
No, there's certain things at school that stick in my mind that I remember, and that was one of them I always remember. So I always try to say, if I'm talking to someone or writing it,
yeah,
I'd always say,
well,
the person and I.
You have a great day. Thank you so much for your call.
You too.
Cheerio.
You
bye-bye. Soul of White Radio, here's Taylor Swift. Can I just point out to everyone listening this morning, okay, my alarm, my phone decided to reset itself, so I didn't actually get out of bed until 5:45 this morning. Still managed to get here for 6, dishevelled. And now we seem to be doing a feature which involves everyone phoning up saying what they don't like about me.
Hold on, where's my list?
Oh, I'll tell you what, let's take another quick call. Morning, Alouette Radio, who's that? Hello? Hello, who's that? Oh, hold on, there we go. Who's that?
Hello, sorry, it's Amanda here, another oldie. I can't stand this row about I and me.
Right, okay, which do you think it is?
Well, it's all a matter of whether you're talking as the subject or the object of the sentence. If you're the subject, it's I. If you're the object, it's me. So Jamie and I will be doing something, but somebody will be doing something to Jamie and me.
Right. Oh. I'm so confused now. I'm so... Can I just say my old mate Jamie will be here?
We will be here.
What? I mean, if you think I'm confused, poor old Hayley.
Yeah, I'm not even there.
Hayley's like, can I have a day off Monday?
Where's Hayley fit into this? So me and Jamie... will be here, or
no? Jamie and me.
No. Jamie and I will be here because Jamie and you, in that case, are the subject.
Right. Okay, I feel like I need to go back to school.
We should have listened at school, shouldn't we?
Really, we should have done. I mean,
that's why we're here. Who didn't do very well at school?
Parents always wanted to be.
Paul, take a simple one.
Yes.
You have a subject, a verb, and an object in the sentence. All right. Has Jamie hit me, or I hit Jamie?
I would hit Jamie. Yeah. And then Jamie would hit me, and then I wouldn't get back up again. So, sorry. I hit Jamie, or Jamie hits me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to write all this down.
I think we're going to have to.
Yeah. I thought I could speak English. I found out this morning that I actually can't. I am unable to speak my mother tongue. Thank you so much for your call this morning.
That's a pleasure. Take care.
Feel free to call up if we make any more errors like that, okay? We have Grandma Gran. Who was on the show a little bit earlier on, and now, you know, I can't believe the... Do you know what really surprises me? The intelligence of the people listening to this show. That's the big
above ours.
Way. What have you got on today? Anything good?
For me, I'm late now. I'm supposed to be getting on with doing my animals, so I've got to go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you get on and do your animals, and thank you very much for calling. Have a great day. There we go. We're a bit late for the news. More people. Oh, let's just take another call. We'll do the news in just a minute. Isle of Wight Radio. Hello, who's that?
Yes, it's me again.
Hello, yes.
Grandma Gran.
It's Grandma Gran.
She is right. Yes, what she says is right. What I'm criticising is when you say, join Jamie and I on Monday morning. It's join Jamie and me on Monday morning. And she's right. If it was Jamie and I will be here on Monday morning, that's right.
Right.
But you say join Jamie and I.
Ah, now I've got it.
Yeah.
Now I've got it.
It's all making sense.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It's
like the clouds have parted and the sun is now shining on my grammar. I mean, I won't get it right, but, you know...
Yes, you will.
I get a feeling you'll be back on the show if I don't, won't you?
I'll be listening.
You have a lovely day. Thank you for being part of the show.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye. It's Isle of Wight Radio. I'm going to go back to bed. Lewis Capaldi and Someone You Loved.
You went a bit Scottish then.
Sorry?
Lewis Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi.
Is that because you're just testing out your grammar and your accent?
I'm testing out everything. So I've learned so much. Thank you so much for all of your calls. I feel as if, you know, the last sort of 28 years.
28 years, all right.
Or so, I was going to say. You know, have been very different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The question is, what on earth am I doing this job? You know, I mean, of all the jobs, this is one that you do need to be able to speak correctly.
True.
I'm technically a journalist as well, so loosely.
I was going to say,
very loosely.
Technically.
Speaking.
I mean, I'm technically a surgeon because I can use a knife and fork, but. Anyway, it is time to play today's headline or hearsay, yesterday Ollie did very well.
Did he do well?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't win, but he did very well.
Oh, good. Good.
The reason he didn't win is because he said that his mum...
Yeah, he tested on his...
Did he?
Yeah, he tested them on his mum, then told us which one she got wrong. And then from that, we deduced which ones were right and wrong. So, you know.
Oh, well, is that his first ever one, I think?
I think it was. Yeah. Morning to Hazel, to Deirdre, and also to Rob, who are all joining us this morning on Facebook. You can join us too, facebook.com/Isle of Wight Radio. Let's do it. Let's play Headline or Hearsay.
A brewery got its stolen van back in just 42 minutes after offering free beer for its safe return. The firm put the appeal on social media after CCTV showed three people stealing the vehicle from North Carolina. The unknown brewery company posted, "Whoever finds it, Brad will buy you a keg party. If you stole it and bring it back, you will also get a keg party." Is that headline or is it hearsay?
See, I think that's the kind of thing that people would do.
100%, I believe that that's true.
Is that what you'd do?
Do you know what my mum did once? Someone nicked some trees out of my mum's garden. It was the funniest thing.
Some trees?
Some really random.
It was an 800-year-old oak. 800-year-old oak. No one even noticed the diggers.
No, she just... You know, like... when people make like bushes and things, and they put is it like fir trees or something? She planted
ferns.
Ferns, that's it.
What, in a pot or in the ground?
No, in the ground. So she did about 10.
Oh, they literally just put them in there.
Not long, yeah, they've been there about 2 weeks. And so someone had stolen five. So my mum just put a sign up saying, "We've got you on CCTV. If you return them, I won't take any police action." And they were returned, but there was no CCTV that my mum had. So, yeah, so she got her trees back. It's funny, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Where was this?
In our house. In our old house.
Don't give me
in the
address.
Garden.
No, don't.
No.
Oh, I guess it's in the garden. They were in the living room. We were going to have a lovely bush in there. It was going to be marvellous.
Yeah.
They left the video recorder but took the trees. So, what do we think? What does Facebook have to say?
Let's have a look. Deirdre says hearsay. Patrick and Hazel say headline. Karen says headline, stop nagging, Paul. I think she must talk about your grammar. Lynn says hearsay. Charlotte, Justine and Corinne say headline, as does Louise and Rob and Aaron.
Gillian
says headline. Paul going for a new image.
Yeah. No black t-shirt. No jacket.
Summer's here.
Yeah.
Summer's here.
Yeah.
Darren says hearsay and Jason says headline.
Okay, what are we going with?
I think that's 100% headline.
I think it's a headline.
It is a headline.
There we go.
It is, yeah. A British tourist in Amsterdam received a shock when he arrived at his Airbnb lodgings to discover he'd booked a stay in a roadside shipping container. Londoner Ben Speller paid £100 for the night stay at the accommodation, described in the listing as a clean room with private bathroom. But what he actually discovered on arrival was a cargo container on the side of the road close to Amsterdam's station. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
See, a lot of people now are taking these cargo containers. Mm. And actually, I've watched programmes about how you can build your own house using a whole bunch of them and you know, putting them together, and they look all right.
Place in Brighton, actually, as you come out of Brighton, there's one of them. I'm sure it's like a little house or something. You can't miss it, really. It's quite cool.
I mean, you'd have to work on the door though, wouldn't you, because they're quite big doors on cargo containers.
Yeah.
Did somebody turn up and do that, though? Sharon says headline this morning. Darren says headline. Aaron says definitely a hearsay. Sandy says headline. Morning from Eastbourne. Hello, Eastbourne.
Oh, I bet it looks lovely today.
Not as nice as the Isle of Wight.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Jenny says morning and headline. Charlie says defo headline. Darren says...
It was self-contained.
Like it. Hazel says headline. Charlotte says headline. Kai says
Jew.
And me say headline. Thank you. Not only can I not talk,
where's
I
grammar
can't read
when you need
either.
Her?
Patrick says headline. Paul says headline. Gillian says headline. Corin says headline. Louise says headline. And so does James. So we've got to go headline, haven't we?
100% headline.
It is a headline, yeah. Gotta be careful. most schools are happy to have one or two smart kids in their midst, so it's pretty incredible to have 14 geniuses, oh, that's the right word, in one
genii.
School.
Genii.
Genii.
That would just be one.
14 Genesises. King Edward's School in Rugby can call itself one of the brainiest in the country, have it discovered that some of its current pupils have IQ so high... Oh, this is not going well, is it? The average IQ score for the population is 100. Anyone who scores higher than 140 is officially declared a genius. The scores at the school range from 142 to 187.
Wow.
Headline or hearsay?
Do you know, I think the three of us should take an IQ test. Can you imagine if we all found out we're geniuses?
I think we should.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would shock you all.
Probably not. Be worse than we thought.
It could all go wrong for us, Jamie. It really could go wrong
and
for us.
And we'd never live it down as well, ever.
So we're not doing that test now. So what do we think? Headline or hearsay? What's Facebook say, Jamie?
Let's have a look. Patrick says, Jamie put trousers on us in better legs on a chicken in Asda.
What is it today?
I got complimented on my legs yesterday. Thank you. Hayden and Patrick and Jenny say hearsay. Sharon says hearsay. Hazel and Christopher say headline. Louise, Mandy say hearsay, as does Kai. Gillian and Corin say headline. Yeah.
I don't know on this one.
We've won anyway.
So you just go for it.
I think this is a hearsay.
Do you now? Mm. I'd have gone headline.
Would you?
Yeah, but we'll go hearsay. What is it, Jamie?
It's a clean sweep. That's what it is.
It's a hearsay.
Wow,
hearsay,
there yeah. we go. Thank you very much to everyone watching on Facebook. Don't forget to like and share and be listening this weekend for your chance to win tickets to the Great Wonderfest.
Oh, yeah.
To go and see Busted, the Vamps. Conor Maynard's going to be there.
Robin S.
Peppa Pig.
Rasta Mouse.
Exactly. They're all going to be there, and you could be there too. Listen, this weekend. 13 minutes to 8. Play this one for Claire, who requested this. This is Bob Marley. Bob Marley, Is This Love? My wife is now piling into the things that you don't say correctly. Debate, and she sent me a whole list of yeah, it's like, I'm just gonna keep quiet. Hold on, do you think this is her end game, isn't it? This is what it's all about. It's 10 minutes to 8, latest news and travel on the way in just a couple of minutes time. I feel as if I've gone through the mill today. Don't just laugh.
Well, it's deserved sometimes.
Oh,
you're
goodness.
Quite happy to dish it out.
Well, exactly. So I can take.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Turn the radio up.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Isle of Wight Radio. Good morning. It's been a show and a half so far, hasn't it, really?
It has indeed, yes.
You two have just loved it, haven't you?
Loved it. Just sit back. And everyone else has done it for us today, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much for your feedback, positive and negative.
Grammar Granny is amazing.
We've got to find out and get her back.
She's brilliant.
Onto the show. I think she could be the voice of reason for us.
Yeah.
100%.
Anyway, it is time for us to play the game with no name this morning. So we're going to do what we did on Friday. We're going to go round, and each one of us has a question to ask the other, and then we see who gets the most points. We've also got a £10 Amazon voucher to give away on the show as well. So who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay. All right, it's Jamie and I against Hayley. Oh, Jamie and me against Hayley. Me and Jamie against Hayley. Here we go.
We've got music? No, today.
Yeah, we've got music. All right.
Okay, so Sacha Baron Cohen's rubbish rapper from Staines gets a pain in the joint between his ankle and hip.
I know this one.
Go on, Jamie, I'm in the dark.
Ali G.
Oh.
has got a bad knee.
Yes, Jamie.
Oh, good effort. I was thinking Borat, and I was like, I can't rhyme that. That's very good. Jamie, 1 point to you. Well deserved. Jamie, you go next.
Rowan Atkinson.
Oh,
sorry. Play for the music.
Otherwise, Hayley will get upset.
Rowan Atkinson's famously buffoonish character is being driven around in a long, luxurious car.
I know this one.
Oh, that is close. Do you know what? You put your hand up, but I think Hayley actually said it before you did.
What is it about today?
I actually think that's...
Okay, so Mr. Bean in a limousine.
Mr. Bean is in a limousine.
Yay. Okay, it's one point all.
It is.
No, you haven't got a point yet.
No, because I can't win now.
So is this the decider then between me and Hayley?
Yeah, the decider between the two of you.
Wow, tension.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go then. A local celebrity who jumped out of helicopters in the 80s and won Rear of the Year tries to throw a double six.
Oh, I know this one.
Go on then, Jamie, for the win.
Hang on, I can't remember it. Annika Rice.
Yes.
Is rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Yay, well done.
Yes. Very, very good. And
that
now,
is good.
And now one for you guys who would like to win a £10 Amazon voucher. Jamie has one specially for you. 822-002, 01983, 822-002. As soon as Jamie has finished, you can call and you could be a winner this morning.
The Victorian author of books like Great Expectations and Oliver Twist is giving corn to his poultry.
What do you think that could be? 822-002. If you think, you know, every single line's gone completely bananas. Isle of Wight Radio, who's that?
Hiya, it's Stacey.
Stacey! So, what do you think it is?
I think it's Charles Dickens Feeding the Chickens.
Is it Charles Dickens Feeding the Chickens?
It is, indeed.
Well done to you.
You got...
Yes. You've got yourself an Amazon voucher. Have a great day, Stacey.
You too. Thank you.
Who's that?
Yes. Yeah, Mr.
Jack. Is that Jack?
Linda Ann.
Linda Ann, hello.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm going to school with my brother, Aiden.
Are you? Okay. Do you like...
Aiden always likes
You have a lovely day and thank you for being part of the show today. Cheerio!
Ready?
Let's not do that.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Professional.
It's been a long morning. Probably just play a song.
I was going to say, longer for some. When you hold me. Little Mix, Jason Derulo and Secret Love Song at Isle of Wight Radio. It's 8:15. It is a gorgeous day outside. What are your plans for today, Hayley?
I'm going to go and do some work after the show today.
Well, that's a change. Jamie, what have you got planned?
Oh, it's just a busy day in the office, I think, today.
But when we finish, we're normally out of here by 2. I think I'm going to take the dog for a long walk along the seafront.
That would be nice.
Yes.
You can say hello to people as you pass, wish them a lovely day.
If you've got a dog, it is your ticket for a conversation.
100%.
Yeah.
Normally, you would just ignore people walking past you. Well, I would.
I don't.
I know you don't. But I would just normally just walk past.
Head down, don't make eye contact.
Because you'd be seen as being slightly weird. where
just polite.
If you've got a dog, it's like, hello, you all right? Oh, how old is he? Oh, isn't he lovely?
Him or her?
Yeah. To be fair, Jack gets more compliments than me ever.
Yeah, but that's not surprising.
Let's move on. By the way, thank you to everyone that's been in touch with the show this morning. Do appreciate it. Read every one of your texts and emails and normally laugh or cry, depending what you put in there. Right, it's time for today's test of time. I'm asking the questions. Jamie is dinging and Hayley is answering. 1819, the first... Don't look at me like that. This is a really easy one. You'll definitely get this. This is the first time this mode of transport was seen on the streets of New York City.
A taxi.
Hold on, I haven't finished the clue. Oh. They were called Swift Walkers. But they're better known now as...
Sneakers?
No. It's a mode of transport.
There's not trams in New York.
No.
There's taxis and there's the subway.
Yeah. Yeah, 1819. First time. You'll have definitely seen these. I mean, I've never been to New York, but I'm sure that you see them
you
around.
You should go.
I'd love to go.
Hmm.
Swift Walkers. Have
Swift
a think about it.
Walkers. Do you know what this is,
Jamie? I have no idea.
Swift.
I thought you'd get
skateboard.
This one.
Skateboard.
No, I thought you'd get this one.
Swift.
It's one of the forms of transport without an engine.
Cycle.
Yes. First bicycles were seen. They're called Swift Walkers because I don't think you pedalled. I think you literally went along like one of the kids' ones.
Oh, well, like a pedal bike?
Yeah.
Balance bike?
Yeah. Like that.
Oh, okay.
1916, BST started in the UK. But what is BST?
BST?
Yeah.
It's British Social Transmission.
I love how you just say literally the first three words that begin with those letters.
Well, I'm really surprised, but well done, Hayley. It is British Social Transmission.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's
Who'd
not. That would be ridiculous. Jamie's face, his chin like, almost hit the desk. Then.
I thought I've been done here.
BST.
Yeah. One more
is
guess.
Is it British?
Yes.
Is it British?
Oh, I know this.
Is it something transport at the end?
It's an easy one. You'll definitely get this. Stop giving a clue.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it transport at the end?
No. Time is at the end.
British mean time.
Cloak, no.
It's British summertime.
Oh, yes.
1916, where the clocks went forward for the very first time. 1982, the world-famous Hacienda Club was opened in which city? Madonna made her UK debut there in the club.
Is it in Havana? In Cuba? You said what city? Why is that stupid?
UK city.
Which UK,
is it UK city?
Yes.
Oh, Manchester then.
Yes, it is Manchester.
Thank you.
Or as they like to say, Manchester. 2007, which world famous ship was badly damaged by fire in London? She was the last surviving clipper.
Was it the Sunborn?
Oh, I don't know what that is, but no.
What's the famous hotel? Sunborn Hotel in London.
Why are you talking about...
I thought you just said it's on the Thames. Oh, it's a ship?
Yeah.
It's a clipper?
Yeah.
Well, it's a clipper then, isn't it? It's a clipper ship.
Well, no, what was it? What was it called?
Oh.
It's really famous.
Yeah, I know. And do you know what? I remember you asking me this last year. I don't remember.
The Cutty Sark.
Yeah.
The Cutty Sark. I remember waking up and turning the TV on and there it was.
Yeah.
Burning away. I don't know. Have they redone it?
They restored it. I'm not sure.
I think they've probably restored it. Final question.
Okay.
2017, so only 2 years ago.
Okay.
A pair of diamond earrings were sold at auction in Geneva for a record-breaking price to the nearest million. How many million dollars did they sell for?
48 million.
57.
Oh,
so
not that far.
Close. Yeah, can you imagine that? Imagine losing one of those.
Ooh.
You'd be looking down the back of the sofa and everything, wouldn't you?
You would.
Human League and Don't You Want Me. It's 8:45, it's Isle of Wight Radio. We're taking you back in time with the rewind at 9 o'clock today. This weekend, how do you fancy going off to see Busted? Who else is going to be there? The Vamps, Connor Maynard.
Pepper.
Pepper Pig.
Rasta Malt.
I think this says something about, you know, the people that you really want to go and see. This is
I'd love to go to see Pepper Pig.
I've met Pepper Pig.
Well, the girl. But does it?
No, I've met Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig, yes. Sorry, backtrack. There's a girl called Pippa. Her name's Pippa, not Peppa, actually.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Anyway, your chance to win tickets to the Great Wonder Fest with Dick and Dom coming up this weekend. It's an interactive Wonder Fest winning weekend. 9:15 right now.
Is it home time yet?
Latest travel news next. Listen up. In the morning, when the sun comes rising up. Let's go. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the morning. Topping in the morning. Good morning. Download upstairs and upload downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.